Welcome to Fatal Flaw. I'm Molly.
And I'm Maddie.
A couple of disclaimers before we start. There will be spoilers for Percy Jackson and the Olympians and Heroes of Olympus. There will be adult language and adult topics, so proceed with caution. Mom, please don't listen to this. Welcome to Fatal Flaw. This is going to be so much fun. The guest that we have today has been waiting for a very long time to be a guest on Fatal Flaw. Today we are playing BuzzFeed quizzes about Percy Jackson. I am so excited to have our guest on today. Her name is Lauren, and I will let her introduce herself.
Okay. Hi, I'm Lauren. I'm Molly's friend, newly Maddie's friend. Big Maddie fan, big fan of the podcast. I also did come up with this idea for the episode myself and texted it to Molly because I am a super fan. So that's exciting. I didn't know I was going to be a guest until a few minutes ago because I didn't want to get my hopes up, but here we are and I'm very excited.
I think you are the first guest to be on that has actually listened to all of the episodes that we have out and has called themselves a fan of this podcast.
Lauren, what's your story with the Percy Jackson books?
Okay, as I rehearsed in the mirror.
Wait, we have to take a second. Lauren has texted me before that when she's listening to Fatal Flaw, she'll like respond as if she were on like a Skype call with us.
Yeah,
I just love that so much. This is really a long time coming. Okay, Lauren,
she didn't know she was gonna be on the podcast, but she practiced just in case we
just
were gonna record
they
this
ever call me up. Oh, I'm ready. Send me in, coach.
So, I love this.
So I first read Percy Jackson probably when I was like in fifth grade, maybe fourth grade. My sister is Molly's age, and I would often just read the books that she like got from the library and then read, and then I would finish my book, so I would go and read what she had already finished. So that's basically like all the books I read growing up was just stuff that my sister had already read. So she probably read that in like sixth grade when it came out. So that's when I read it. And I don't really remember her reading the following books, but I did. I would go check them out from the library and read them. And that's really my like introduction to Percy Jackson. I remember I saw the movie too. I also got that from the library. Reliable Thornhill. And so I got that one from the library, and I remember I saw that movie and I really liked it. I like really liked it. Like I checked it out multiple times.
Yes. I'm so happy we have another fan of the movie
iconic,
here.
Like truly a moment in cinema using the iPod Touch, the reflective like back of the iPod Touch to spot Medusa was brilliant.
Love it.
I saw that a few times, and then I remember, I think I read, like, I read all the way up until Rick Riordan released, like, there was a book about, like, Egyptian god, like,
the king
demigods and stuff, and I kind of got into that one, but that's, like, the last book by him I remember reading. So by that time, he was releasing, like, books with kind of other genres, dipping his toe into like other gods and goddesses and stuff like that. So that's really my background.
We love it. That's awesome.
I love that. Have you reread since?
I've reread The Lightning Thief since then, but not like I think I have. I've reread most of them. I've reread a lot of books. Like when I was younger, I would just read my favorite books over again. But I have not reread since Molly has had her obsession with Percy Jackson again. So I haven't reread since probably like ninth grade. Maybe 10th or 11th.
Yeah, I think you're due. I think you're due for a reread.
I don't have one, a copy.
Why didn't you tell me?
You can always borrow ours. Oh my gosh.
Okay. We need to communicate our needs, Lauren. You can't help people.
Text me your address. I will literally drop them off tonight. I don't even care.
I know where you live.
On the same street. I think we should probably mention how Lauren and I know each other. Just briefly. Lauren and I were in newspaper together. I was editor-in-chief and abused my power to make Lauren wear a Newsies cap to deliver the newspapers to the other classrooms on delivery day. I had such a power trip. And I
holy shit!
And
oh
from
my
that,
god!
From there, our friendship blossomed.
She would make us wear the Newsies caps. But, like, honestly, you were so excited about it that, like, I was excited about it. So, you were, like, a cult leader. Like, your enthusiasm, like, made... I was like, oh, yeah, this is cool. Like, this is what high school's about. Like,
Newsies and the AP style book are two of my passions. So,
I stole one from North. I still have it. It's in my basement. Do you want it?
No, that's outdated. They update every year, Lauren.
Oh, well, I have the 2017 one.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all
want to
fucking talk about Percy Jackson?
Yes, please.
Should we do that?
Yeah.
So we have some quizzes pulled up. We're going to do BuzzFeed-style quizzes. They're not all from BuzzFeed. And we're just going to go through together and answer the questions out loud one by one. Kind of on the same track. So are you guys ready?
Yeah. Do you want to read the description or want me to read this description?
Absolutely. If you can read it if you want. But I just wanted to say, so we got to start off with the OG, the readriordan.com, what god are you descended from quiz. I'm kind of iffy on who my godly parent is. Maddie knows, obviously. Maddie's pretty sure about that. What?
Oh, I know this isn't super relevant to this quiz, but I have changed something about my personality this week.
Oh?
And I feel like before we get into the nitty-gritty of this, I should probably tell you.
Okay.
I have a new godly parent.
What?
Yes. I have discovered that I no longer want to be a child of Apollo. And I don't want to be a Greek demigod at all.
What?
Oh my god. I'm like, what would you be?
Shocked looks on your faces right now are just sending me.
Who are you, Maddie? Who are you?
I am actually a child of Frey.
Oh, you've been reading Magnus Chase.
I have. And I know I, like, project my personality into every, like, book I read. But I've had, like, a lot of time to think about this. And I just really feel it with my entire heart that I am not a child of Apollo. I am a child of Frey because I like warm weather more than cold weather. I like being outside. I like being in the sun. I like healing people. That is a power of a child of Frey. I'm like, I'm into it. I'm so,
wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for telling us. How do you feel?
I feel like a weight has been lifted off of my chest. Like, I have been a little nervous to reveal that to you, Molly, especially since I have no idea where you are in the Magnus Chase books, because you told me that you were reading them, and then I told you to let me know when you finished the first book, and you never did, and I was like, should I ask? Is that being pushy? I was like, I don't want to pressure her into reading it, but now I have just started the third one, and I have no idea if you're still reading them or not.
No, so I borrowed it from the library as an audiobook on Libby, and then I ran out of time, and it got sent back, and I have not checked it out again since.
Well,
so
they're
I
all
have
available.
Read about three quarters of Magnus Chase, the first book, but I have not continued.
Okay. Maddie, well, they're all available.
They are, and the only reason I know that is because I drove an hour outside of St. Louis, and I really wanted to start the Magnus Chase book, but you can't read while you're driving, so I like downloaded the audiobook like real quick. So I know that they're all available.
You can if you're not a pussy.
Wait, what? Oh, you can read while you're driving? I thought you meant downloading the books. I was like, are you calling yourself a pussy?
Okay, let's take this fucking quiz.
Yeah, let's get started. You can cut all of that. Okay.
I don't think so. Wait, before we do this, Lauren, you're about to find out via readriordan.com who your godly parent is, but what do you think now? We'll be able to test your hypothesis.
I think it's going to be Aphrodite based off what you told me. And I read like the traits, but I don't know. But like, that's what I, when I asked you, that's what Molly said. So that's what I'm going with.
Okay. Let Molly decide everything.
I told you my entire relationship with Lauren is based on a power trip. So
Molly's known me since I was 14. So I feel like
that's fair.
She knows Molly me pretty actually. Well.
Molly actually is the one that like told me that Apollo was my godly parent, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, you're so right." So Molly really is. Yeah, I think so. Cat. I think I was texting you.
Oh, good. I feel so
I told you who I thought your godly parent was, and you were like, "Yeah, that's good." And then we had that first episode, and you did not say who I thought you were gonna say, because I thought you were gonna say who I told you.
I don't remember this at all. Who did you say I was?
I told you Iris. I could probably find the text message.
Because I'm gay?
No. Yes, but yes and no.
Okay, are we gonna take this goddamn quiz?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have it all pulled up? Everybody has question number one.
Mm-hmm. Wait, we have to read the description.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So this is, "What God Are You Descended From?" by Reed Riordan Staff. Congratulations! You've survived monster attacks and made it safely to Camp Half-Blood, the training camp for Greek demigods. What's that? You don't know where to stow your gear? Don't worry. The Hermes cabin will take you in. You can bunk there until you've been claimed by the god who bore you. Or, if you don't want to wait around indefinitely, the gods can be a bit unreliable, take this quiz for a rapid result. Just don't blame me if you don't like the answer.
I will blame you, Rick. Let's see. All right, question number one. Which of these is your favorite color? There's blue, green, gold, pink, silver, and black. What do you guys think? What are you saying?
Green.
How about you, Lauren?
Well, I'm choosing pink.
I'm choosing blue. Okay. Which of the following places do you prefer? The mall, the beach, a forest, a library? Oh my god, these are so fucking... These are very clearly...
I was just thinking that.
The mall, the beach, a forest, a library, a cemetery, or a concert hall.
I want to say a library because I love to read, and I love like books and being surrounded by books. But when I was studying for my NCLEX, which is the test that you take to become a nurse, I went to the library a lot to study. And there were a lot of like teenagers there that really intimidated me. And so now I don't really like going to the library because it's kind of scary. But I did pass my NCLEX. So I don't know. I'm torn.
Lauren, is this like that time we were sitting on my front porch and those teenage girls rode by on their bikes?
And I told you, scared.
I was like, I, like, very quietly under my breath said to Lauren, like, I'm scared of them. They were literally just teenagers.
They're very intimidating. And I was at the library one day, and I had been there for, like, hours. And I was poring over the pituitary gland, as you do. And these teenagers were literally like, the whole library was empty except for like me and these teenagers. And they were in my section. And the section that I was in was not, like, I wasn't in the youth section. I wasn't even in the adult fiction section. I was in the medical textbook section, which these teenagers had no business being in. And I don't know why they were there, because I was there just in case I needed a reference.
Actually, I think you were in their section, Matt.
Apparently. So I don't know.
So, Lauren, what did you say? Which place did you choose?
I said the beach.
Okay.
I haven't decided. What did you say?
I thought you said the library.
I'm torn.
Ugh, just say the library.
You're so mean. What did you say?
I said the forest.
Oh my god, you nymph.
Oh my god. Are we on the are we on question number 3 now?
Yes.
Okay. Which of these foods is your go-to? I would just like to say that this is really biased because there's a picture of a s'mores right here.
And that looks delicious. So
fucking good. I want it so bad.
Like, we're all gonna say s'mores. Is that what you want?
Obviously gonna say s'mores. Also, okay, so the options are like sushi, shish kebab, s'mores, rice cake, tuna, and barbecue ribs. Who would choose tuna over s'mores?
I'm choosing sushi, guys.
If you choose shish kebab, are they going to tell you you're Jason? Anyway.
Oh. It took me a second.
Did everybody, you said sushi. Lauren, what did you say?
S'mores.
S'mores, okay. Which of these is your favorite pastime? Practicing archery, singing karaoke? Oh, exploring a cave! Okay, that's going to be my answer. Building with Lego.
I didn't know you were a spelunker.
I'm not necessarily spelunking, but I used to want to be a geologist. I love geology so much. I have a rock collection.
Molly loves rocks.
I love rocks. I love cave formations. Ooh. Bring me in a cave and I'll nut right there.
Oh.
So exploring a cave, building with Legos, shopping for clothes, or riding a horse. Obviously exploring a cave. Duh.
I'm gonna go with shopping for clothes.
Okay.
Yeah, me too. Not that more fun than maybe building with Legos though. Like, honestly.
That can be fun. Yeah.
If it's like one of the fancy sets.
Ooh.
You put a podcast on, that's a good time.
You and Caitlin would love each other so much. I know you've met Caitlin. You've met Caitlin because that's the time with the smoke alarm.
Yeah.
But she loves Lego and she loves putting together IKEA furniture and shit.
Oh yeah, me too.
Which of these is your favorite animal? Chihuahua, dolphin, Rottweiler, elephant, owl, or deer? I do want to say right off the bat, I do not know dog breeds. I'm pretty sure Rottweiler is the like big angry one.
Yeah.
But I do not know them.
That is a Chihuahua on there.
That picture is a Rottweiler.
Lauren, you can't be tricking me like that because I will get confused. I'm dumb and hot. Being hot isn't actually relevant here, but I just wanted to say it.
Speak your truth.
Thank you. I don't know what I'm saying. I don't know.
This one's a hard one, but I think I'm going to go with deer because I really like when I see a deer. they both just looked at me and started laughing. It's true.
I love good deer.
I love deer. Like, I literally love deer. I think they're so cute and I want one as a pet. So I'm putting deer, but I just your explanation was so crazy.
What's I crazy about it? Literally, okay, if you are ever deer,
I like it.
If you are ever in the car with me, which I don't know if either of you have ever been in a car with me, But
We
every
have.
time I see a deer, every time I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a deer. And I always like look.
I think I'm gonna say owl. I had a poster of a barn owl on my wall for a long time when I was a kid. So I'll go with that.
What is this question?
They gave us the worst options.
I know.
Which kind of
Polyphonic
music do
show
you like?
tunes.
Which kind of music do you like best? New age, classical, pop, show tunes, cool jazz, and the Grateful Dead. Whoa, what?
I
Like,
know
show
my
me anyone
answer.
from this quiz taking this quiz that would choose cool jazz.
David Ball.
I do,
Or new age.
yeah. Someone that's going to be a guest on this podcast in the future would choose that as well.
Sam?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He sent me a picture of that page in the Sea of Monsters where they're making fun of Chiron's music, and he was like, Chiron's the only character I like. Like, why are they making fun of his music taste? And I was
Oh,
like,
God.
I was
Do
like,
we have
step
to
back
have
for
him
a
on
second.
now?
What's your problem with him? You don't like him?
No, I just that he loves Chiron. That's a
Well,
red flag.
I
I love
talked to him
Sia.
about it, and he was, first of all, he was only on the second book,
Okay,
and
that's valid.
we talked it out. We talked it out. And he was like, the only reason I like him is because he's like the only rational adult surrounding these kids. And I was like, yeah, that's valid, but also you're wrong. So I already called him out for it, so don't worry.
Good. Which one of these apps would you be most likely to
We
use?
didn't say what we were choosing.
Oh, I thought you did. Okay,
Oh, did you
sorry.
want us to say?
Yes, please.
Okay, I
Obviously,
did
I chose
pop.
show. Obviously, I chose show tunes. Lauren, what did you choose?
I chose pop.
I
Okay,
also
Taylor
chose
Swift.
pop.
Yeah. I was like, what, which genre fits Taylor best? And that's what I chose.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Which one of these apps would you which one of these apps would you be most likely to use?
None of the
What?
above.
Zombie Run, City Planner, Hurricane Tracker, Love Match, Voice Recorder, and Wildlife Calls.
This is too much.
So I like this is one that you can very clearly like Zombie Run is for the Hades kids, City Planners for the Athena kids, Hurricane Tracker I'm assuming is for Poseidon kids, Love Matches for Aphrodite kids, Voice Recorder is Voice Recorder like Apollo because of music?
I was thinking Hermes for like messages, but I don't
Oh,
know.
no.
A messaging
Wildlife
app,
Calls.
having that as an option.
Are they including like Pan on here?
No, probably Demeter.
Oh, that checks out. Okay, well, I have anxiety, so I'll go with Hurricane Tracker.
I need a second. I don't know.
Okay, I'm doing Love Match because I love a good right swipe. So.
Yeah, I'm stuck between Love Match and Voice Recorder. But
Well, you
I
host a
think I'm
podcast.
right. I'm gonna go with Love Match because I'm insanely single.
This next one is written for us.
It
What is your fatal flaw? I also love that we chose the name of the podcast to be something that's like really commonly talked about in Percy Jackson. So every time they mention fatal flaws, I'm like, oh, that's for me.
It is.
These answers are just my Twitter bio. I can be moody. I can be arrogant. I can be vain. I can be too proud. I can be selfish. I tend to distrust people. Like, that's just my Twitter
It's
bio.
just like my top six traits. Like,
So, Lauren, tell me a little about yourself.
well, I can be. This was my introduction. This is what I just should have said. I can be moody. I can be arrogant. I can be vain.
I'm a bitch. I'm a lover. I'm a child. I'm a mother. What would be my fatal flaw?
I mean, you did call yourself hot earlier, so maybe you're vain.
I feel like maybe selfish. I can be selfish. Guys, this episode is just turning into therapy.
I know. Thank God, I need it.
I'm going to say moody.
I think moody or selfish. I don't know. Molly, which one? Do you think I'm more moody or selfish?
Moody.
Okay.
I'm just going to pick one and not tell you guys which one I picked because I don't want you to psychoanalyze me.
Okay. Weirdo. Which is your best quality? Now, this one's just my resume. I'm an independent worker. I'm creative. I'm a strategic thinker. I'm good at networking. I'm a steadfast friend, and I'm a natural leader. I would just like to say I am not a natural leader. I actually prefer being a follower. Somebody's got to do it, you know?
Not everybody. That's why you joined that cult a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm. Me and Lauren's mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She does have a history with cults.
Wait, what?
My mom was in a cult in college.
Oh my gosh.
We'll have to share that story later.
Yes, yeah. I want to hear that story so bad.
We'll do it later. Off pod.
Yeah. Oh man. I think finding my best quality is harder than my worst quality because I am pretty self-aware about how bad I am, but I'm not very self-aware about how good I am. And that's just a fact.
Now, I think this might be the last question. So before you click on it, we should like click on it at the same time.
Okay. Click on it. I agree.
Like go in turns or something. I said I'm a steadfast friend.
I'm stuck between I'm creative and I'm a steadfast friend. But like I'm a good ass friend. I'm creative, but I'm a good ass friend. Like
you are. You really are, but you're so creative. I feel like that has to be the one that comes to the forefront.
That's like the most important, like
I like how I'm like insisting that I'm not a control freak and then I'm like no more
this
personality quiz that you are taking.
Okay. Wait, I don't know mine yet. I wish being indecisive was on the worst quality things because then I could have actually picked one.
He's indecisive.
That is so true. Yeah, I'm very indecisive.
He keeps on looking from left to right.
Looking left to right.
What does it mean to be a strategic thinker?
Like, you think quick on your feet. You work in medicine, so isn't that, like, you're quick on your feet and...
Okay, that's what I was thinking. I was like, that one, I'm, like, literally treating this quiz like it is gonna determine everything in my life from this point on. Like, I am so, like, if I don't choose the right answer, this is gonna be terrible. Okay, I'm a strategic thinker. That is what I'm choosing.
Okay, Maddie, go ahead and click and tell me who your godly parent is.
You guys are gonna be surprised that I'm so upset about this one, but my godly parent is Athena.
That's not bad.
That's a good one.
That's why I was like, you guys are gonna be surprised. I just there's a typo. It says good work. Good work. Based on your responses, you have been claimed by Poseidon. Go ahead and make yourself at home in cabin number 6.
Oh. That's a glitch.
So I am both Athena and Poseidon's godly child, so I think they probably made up and had me.
Okay. Hey. So you're going with the assertion that you're full god?
Yes, there? I am a god.
Okay.
There's no Demi about me.
No Lauren. Demi, all of Otto.
That was phenomenal.
Oh my god. Lauren, what did you get?
I got Aphrodite.
Hey! Ooh. I'm always right.
I'm scanning for typos. No typos. There we go.
I love how the goddess of wisdom is the only one that had a typo in her.
Okay, let's see. Okay. My godly parent is Poseidon. And there's this picture of him in this beautiful, brightly colored Hawaiian shirt. And I love that. I want that shirt.
That's why you're a child of Poseidon. Because you're a lesbian who likes Hawaiian shirts.
I love this description. It says, go ahead and make yourself at home in cabin 3. Train well and don't forget to brush your teeth occasionally.
That's what mine said too.
Mine also says that.
Brush your teeth. Do they just think children aren't going to brush their teeth?
I guess. Well, I mean, who's going to tell them to at camp? The oldest person there is fucking 19 and Chiron, but he's not like checking that they brushed their teeth.
And Mr. D. I think Mr. D would definitely tell you if your breath stank and you needed to go to brush your teeth.
But that's not the same as make sure you brush your teeth before bed every night. You know? You feel?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that was fun.
I liked it.
That was a lot of fun. Time for one or two more. What do we think?
That's fine.
There's one about nachos. Oh, this one, the third one down, I think is a quiz. I think that would be fun. Do you want to try that? Is like a quiz, like
for Can you get a perfect score on this? Yeah, I'll be seriously impressed. Oh my gosh, we'll see what my results are going to be.
Yeah, I would love. Okay, so this one we should all answer individually and then say it together. So Lauren doesn't cheat off of us. Mm-hmm. What?
Suddenly all of my Percy Jackson knowledge has just gone out of my head. I read the first question. I was like, oh, I've got this. And I was like, oh, wait.
Okay. Maddie, do you want to read the questions for this one?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so this is, if you can get a perfect score on this Percy Jackson and the Olympians quiz, I will be seriously impressed. So our first question is, what is Percy's birthday? July 18th, June 16th, August 18th, or August 16th? Has everyone answered?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, was that everyone? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Do we want to like hold up our hands when we're done?
Okay, no, because I can only see one of you guys at a time.
Okay, so let's say, like, done.
Okay.
When you've clicked it. Has everybody clicked it?
Yeah.
Yes. Done.
All right. Did you all get it right?
No. Yes. What did you say?
I said July 18th because the 18th sounded right. So I got the 18th part right.
Yeah, the 18th was correct. It was just August 18th.
Salt air and the rust on your door.
Okay, what was the first thing Annabeth ever said to Percy? You drool when you sleep. What is going to happen on the summer solstice? Nothing. She just stared at him. Cool, you killed the Minotaur. Oh, fuck.
Oh.
I got it wrong!
Done.
No!
Lauren, what did you say?
I said you drool when you sleep. Was that in the movie? Is that the first thing she says to him in the movie?
It's not. I know. I said that too.
What is going to happen on the summer solstice is what she says to him when they're in the big house and she's feeding him that little pudding thing with the ambrosia and nectar. And then they have their little conversation and he goes back to sleep. And then he wakes up and he's talking to Chiron and Mr. D. And then she comes over. And he's like, I thought she was going to say something about how cool I was, but all she said was, you drool when you sleep. So that was actually after.
Well, I've already failed this quiz, so I'm just giving up. And I'm going to go see what Percy Jackson character I am based on my nachos.
No! Finish the quiz, damn it!
Okay, what nickname does Mr. D like to call Percy? Perry Johansson, Peter Johnson, Pierre, or all of the above?
Done.
When does he call him Pierre? I did not get this one correct. Yes.
What? You? But he says Perry Johansson and Peter Johnson.
I knew those two, but I was like, well, Pierre is like throwing me off. So I was like, well, maybe it's Perry something else. I don't remember him ever calling him Pierre. But Percy is forever.
If Lauren gets a better score on this than you, actually, she's the co-host.
Oh, thank God. Okay. Well, I'm just going to fail the rest of it. So I don't have to be on this podcast anymore.
I did Peter Johnson, so I got it wrong. But I know the answer to the next one, I think.
Oh, what's the next one?
Oh, this one's easy. Okay. Sorry, not to discount you, Lauren. What are the names of the kids that Percy, Annabeth, and Talia rescue from Westover Hall? So we've got Bianca and Nicole, Jason and Piper, Bianca and Nico, Nico and Billy.
Wouldn't it be so cool if they like retconned that Westover Hall was one of the boarding schools the Piper had been sent to and that she was like there that night? That would be so cool.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Did we all get that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bianca and Nico.
Okay. True or false? Percy was expelled from 6 schools in 6 years.
6 schools in 6 years? Chris McCarroll who? Okay. Yes. He was expelled from school from 6 schools in 6 years.
Okay.
Ooh.
Next question. What is the name of Luke's mother? Annabeth, he wishes. Mary. Dude had some mommy issues, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, sir. Annabeth, Mary, Martha, or May?
Mm. Done.
All right. The correct answer is May Castellan.
I said Martha.
I'm not going to get kicked out of this podcast. This is great. Oh, this one's just not fair, in my personal opinion. They have a trick. Yeah, they're trying to trick you. Okay, the next question is, what is the name of Percy's hellhound? So we've got Wilma. We've got Mrs. O'Leary, we've got Ms. O'Leary, and Poseidon. Now, of course, the true Stan will know which one it is, but they are trying to trick you, and I don't think that's a very good thing to do.
Hey, you need to stop talking because it's narrowing it down for Lauren.
I mean, I still got it right.
Oh, okay.
Well, congratulations. We knew it wasn't Poseidon.
Well, I remember, like, that sounds right. Mrs. O'Leary sounds right.
She's good. Okay, next question. Which mythical creature helps Percy, Annabeth, and Tyson to board the Andromeda? We've got Blackjack, Rainbow the Hippocampus and his friends, Polyphemus. I never know if it's Polyphemus or Polyphemus.
Well, in Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters movie, Logan Lerman pronounces it as Polyphemus. So I'm just going to go with his expertise here.
Of course. or my personal favorite choice, Clarice, because she is a mythical creature.
My favorite mythical creature, Clarice.
Okay, Rick, BuzzFeed, lesbians are not mythical creatures, okay? Let's...
Lauren.
Oh, I said Polyphemus because
oh,
you guys were
no.
talking about it too much. I was like, oh, you would like you kept like you have
don't listen to us.
I was like, oh, that's a clue.
You're too susceptible to peer pressure.
I know.
Apparently, she wore a newsie cap.
Okay, Lauren actually did like newsies, though.
Yeah, I did. I didn't just fake it to make Molly like me and so I could look cool. All
right, are we ready for the last question?
Yes, we are.
Okay, what is Talia's favorite band?
Ooh.
We've got Coldplay. We've got Green Day. We've got BTS. And Backstreet Boys.
Done.
Was this ever mentioned in the books? Because I know
it
the
was.
Answer.
It was.
Okay, I don't remember that. And also, like, I don't know.
What did you say?
Oh, I said Green Day.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I got it right. Because out of all those choices, it's going to be Green Day. But, like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, I got it right.
Also, she had that, like, 6 years where she was, like, frozen in time. It very easily could have been Backstreet Boys.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree.
I think secretly it was Backstreet Boys, but she says that it's Green Day.
I would agree. All right.
So, guys, what was your result?
I got four. Not four. Two. I don't know. I closed the page already.
Oh, you left the page.
She was like, I'm not looking at these results anymore.
Well, I got a 9
I
out of 9.
22% better.
I got 100%.
Molly, so. I really dislike you in this moment.
Do we want to do one more quick one? Can we do the nacho one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I actually had tacos for dinner tonight, so.
Ooh, so you're ready.
Yeah. Ooh, this actually might be more difficult than the who is your godly parent one, because I can't even decide on which chips I want, because these all look good.
So first we got to pick some chips. We have yellow corn chips, flour tortilla chips, blue corn chips, and I want some nacho fries. What are you guys thinking?
I'm
saying oh, I
flour
already chose.
Oh.
I think flour, because I think those are like the restaurant style ones, and those are the best.
I agree.
Ones.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I chose and why I chose them. So.
Same. Okay, some beans. Pinto beans, black beans, mixed beans, or no thanks.
I am a big black bean fan, so I chose black beans.
See, I like black beans, and I would choose black beans, but on nachos? Do
yes.
beans go on nachos?
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Usually okay. It's like refried beans.
Okay, so here's my take on this. So sometimes I'll go to Chipotle and I'll just get a burrito bowl, but sometimes I'll go to Chipotle and I'll be like, I'm feeling fancy. So I'll get chips and guac. And then I will dip my chips in my burrito bowl and make
yeah,
kind of like nachos. And I always have black beans in there. And so yes, they absolutely belong on nachos. 10 out of 10. So delicious.
Okay, I chose beef.
I chose beef too. I really think the only good nachos are like at the ballpark with the really shitty nacho cheese and like.
Oh, yeah.
Nacho
oh,
beef, like ground
I disagree.
Beef, and like salsa, sour cream, and actually that might even be it. Like I don't even want jalapenos or anything.
One
cheese,
time?
Salsa, sour cream.
Y'all beef. Are missing out on some good nachos. I chose chicken.
I like other nachos, but my signature is beef because I do like the ground beef. But one time I ordered DoorDash beefy nachos from Taco Bell and
mm-hmm.
they came without any beef.
What?
That's so messed up.
And I DoorDashed it, so I couldn't go get another one.
Oh my god. A veggie. I want none of the above. What do you mean, fucking lettuce?
Yeah.
Lettuce on your nachos?
I put lettuce on my nachos. It's like a taco. You don't put lettuce on your taco?
I'd put lettuce on my taco, but I don't put them on my nachos. Those are very different foods.
I'm the complete opposite spectrum. I'm like, I want to put all of these things on my nachos.
Exactly. It was hard to choose just one.
Of bell peppers.
I put tomatoes.
What is this? Pick another topping. Mushrooms, zucchini, avocado, and cauliflower?
Okay, avocado, like obviously.
What kind of nachos are you building?
These are like fancy nachos. Molly, you don't know.
I'm going to say avocado. Okay. Where's the fucking sour cream?
I know.
It's coming. Like, it's coming. Maybe not. Oh.
This is a long quiz. I think it will be.
One more
it's
topping.
Not an option.
Ooh. Do I want cilantro or onions?
I put chili. I like some spice.
I don't. I'm going to say onions. Oh, okay. Salsa. I'm going to go with medium.
That's fair.
Yeah, I put medium too. I don't want it too hot because then it's like you can't taste anything else.
Yeah, I agree. I put salsa verde. I love a green salsa with made with tomatillos. Mm, so good.
Finish it off with some cheeses. Queso fresco, queso sauce, cheddar, mozzarella. Literally queso sauce.
Yes.
Like, literally, just it's queso. Ugh.
Also, I love, so the special. next question is add something special, and it's got guacamole, but we already put avocado, like avocado is already a choice.
I'll do double avocado. Okay.
I will too.
I don't get this. Where's the sour cream?
Where is the sour cream?
There's no sour cream on here.
Guys, I don't like sour cream, so I actually support this quiz.
Where's sour cream for me?
What about the good, the holy grail of sour cream? Chipotle sour cream? That's not good.
I don't know if I've ever had their sour cream, because I don't like it.
Oh my gosh. Because it's Latin-style sour cream, so it's like really runny. It's super
well, we already
good.
Know
it's
about like my relationship with Chipotle.
My second choice here is lime, because I love a good lime.
Oh, the Chipotle.
I love a good
lime. The Chipotle chips with the lime, the salt and lime. Oh, so fucking good.
I'm Grover Underwood.
Me too.
Oh my god. Maddie, who are you? Oh no. Why are you making that face? Who are you?
I do think I have the hottest person from the movies, but it's not who you think.
Oh god, hold on. Is it? No, I don't even want to guess. Who
it's
do you think
probably...
is the hottest person?
Well, okay, so actually, personally, I think Grover's the hottest person in the movie, but this is probably the person you would think is the hottest person in the movie.
Who?
I got Clarice.
You're right.
See, I told you. And you would love this gif of her. She's like doing something like this and like looking over at you.
I do love that. Screen share right now. No. You know who's the star of the movies?
Their jackets.
Fuck off.
You have literally said that on this podcast like 5 times.
Yeah, I got Grover. I like that. It says, you are strong and loyal to your friends. Like Grover, you do anything to protect those you love. And
aww.
It's true.
Yeah.
I would kill a man for either of you.
Well, thank you.
But not a woman.
I would commit murder. I would consider killing a woman for you.
Wow.
But men aren't people, so I like it's easier for me.
I see what you're saying. I agree.
Thank you. All right. I think that's all the quizzes we have time for. We will put these links on our Twitter and Instagram. This has been delightful.
This was so much fun. Delight.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Everything Lauren, I hoped was, and dreamed.
Lauren, was there anything you wanted to add now that you are a guest on Fatal Flaw? This is your chance. We'll like have you what? Back later, of course, but was there anything you were like, when you like played out conversations on Fatal Flaw when you were practicing in the mirror? Like, was there anything that you have left out?
I only practiced my introduction.
Okay.
But it was really trippy taking the quiz, and I was listening to you guys talk, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's like I'm listening to the podcast.
Lauren, you have known me for many years, and now you just associate my voice with a podcast?
Wait, not your voice, but Maddie's voice. It was Maddie who was talking when that happened.
Oh. Lauren, I do have a question for you. This has been a topic that has been brought up this week. Can you tell the difference between me and Molly when you're listening to it?
Yeah. Yes, I can. Can people not?
Well, Lauren's known me since she was 14, so...
Yeah, I think maybe people who don't really know you guys.
Molly, like, yeah. You said that you are you, and you have known me for... I guess not since I was 14, but you've known me for a very long time, and you have trouble telling us apart.
Yeah, I do. But it's also because I'm editing and it gets into the very like, okay, wait, which track is on right now? Usually I can because I'm me and I have known you for a long time. But sometimes you really like, especially if it's just one or two words, I really cannot tell who said it. I genuinely cannot. Sometimes. I mean, like if you're talking for a long time, I know who's talking. But okay. Some,
if
like,
you guys are going back and forth, I feel like it could be difficult.
Yeah.
Because if you guys are like finishing each other's thoughts, then it's like you can't really tell.
That's fair.
For a while there, Maddie's microphone was like a much, much better quality than mine. Now it's more even. I think yours is still better. But for a while, Maddie's sounded way different from mine. And so I was like, oh, that'll be easy. Like, people will be able to tell us apart. I don't know. Maybe it helps.
Thing to add.
Yeah?
For the listeners at home who can't see this, I love how I can see Molly's reflection of her back sitting in a Chicana chair in her mom's closet. Like, so good. Just your back and the back of your head.
Like it's that behind the scenes.
Guys, this is the end of an era.
Where are you going to record now?
I'm moving this weekend. I'm moving in 2 days. So I'm going to have to find a new place to record. I think I'll probably go in Caitlin's office. She works from home, so she's going to have a desk set up. I think that's where we're probably going to... It's like behind a closed door, so that'll help with noise. But yeah, I'm going to be moving. The next time I record, it's going to be in my new apartment with my girlfriend. I was told that I need to talk about my girlfriend more, not by my girlfriend.
So they could tell us apart. That's literally what it was.
Shout out to Robert from Into the Riordanverse, who said they can't tell our voices apart. So I just need to talk about my girlfriend more because that narrows it down.
Shout out, Caitlin.
I know. Okay, well, this has been so fun. I'm going to go to the grocery store.
Have fun at the grocery store, I guess.
Wait, can I plug my Twitter?
Yeah! Oh, my God! Okay.
Literally, okay. Obviously. I'm not going to let you go without plugging your plug.
If you thought I was funny and you didn't go to high school with me, my Twitter is @ Folklauren _.
Can you spell that?
FOLKLAUREN _.
Thank you. I was there when you changed it.
Yeah.
Folklore together in your driveway.
We listened in the car and it was really emotional. And then when she said St. Louis, we both looked at each other and we're like, St. Louis! And it was really exciting.
Oh my gosh, that is so cute.
Thank you so much to Lauren for being here. I have been looking forward to it for a long time as well. That was so much fun. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you. It was great meeting you.
Nice to meet you too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Fatal Flaw. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Fatal Flaw PJO. Music by David Thal from the band Glass Bandit. You can find them on social media at Glass Bandit Music.